never quit the fight. All joining us here on 960 The Quake, keep it real with Will and Willie.
All right, guys, thanks very much. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news, downloadable audio, 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. You're listening to San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. Happy Friday, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
Is a special news presentation of 960 The Quake, the San Jose Grand Prix, the economics behind the checkered flag, a special in-depth look at this unique race and what it means to San Jose and the Silicon Valley.
Let's go to the street map.
They do the hairpin, come back south in Hamilton. We talked about widening that left turn on Park.
San Jose Grand Prix race organizer Bob Singleton says the champ cars will blister by at arm-raising speeds of over 200 miles per hour along Almaden Boulevard.
The greatest race in the champ car circuit.
And revving up those economic engines during the second year of the Grand Prix race, Canary Foundation founder Don Listwin says he's keeping the focus on the fans.
Number one objective is to improve the fan experience. We're not going to measure ourselves about the increase in numbers, because we thought we had more than enough last year. We just have to make them happier this year.
And happier means putting the pedestrian gridlock issues right on top of the priority fix-it list.
Let's say champ car is over and they go off the track. For 12 to 15 minutes, we'll put no cars in the track so people can walk across the racetrack and get to the other side. So it'll be much better this year for the fans.
Two new pedestrian bridges, one that will be at the end of Almaden, the one that comes across from where the Fairmont is, it'll be double-sided. So there's much more ability to get across and back and four from the track this year than there was last year.
And millions of dollars of improvements to that track and the streets were number two on the urgent to-do clipboard.
We've paved back from the railroad tracks so that they're much smoother, and we're really trying to take care that that's smooth. We've paved Market, and we've made Park three times wider. So the racetrack on-track experience is also going to be better, as well as the fan experience.
The second year of the Grand Prix starts next Friday, with Formula BMWs, historic stock cars, and, of course, those careening champ cars. And given that even larger crowds are expected this year, the San Jose Grand Prix could finish as the largest sporting event not only in San Jose's history, but possibly in Bay Area history.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our special reports on the San Jose Grand Prix. For more information, log on to our website, quakeradio.com.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
.702 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic, brought to you by FlexYourPower.org. Here's what's happening. Dixon Landing Road eastbound, where you get onto 880, no go. There's a big rig leaking diesel fuel. It overturned about an hour ago. A couple of eastbound lanes are closed, but perhaps folks have heeded the warning. Traffic is fairly light through there at the moment. Mountain View, CHP going to run a traffic break. There's some construction equipment that needs to get from the center divide off to the shoulder. That's 101 southbound at 85. There was a stall on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge on the far right lane. Maybe another one now stalled. Maybe on fire, too. It's after the island. We'll keep you updated on it. Spare the air day today. Every transit agency, most of them, running free. BART's on time. Metering lights on. A minor backup at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. To help avoid a hot weather power crunch, Californians are turning off unnecessary lights, using appliances after 7 o'clock, and setting air conditioners to 78 degrees. To find out how you can help, visit flexyourpower.org. And remember to save energy, because energy can't save itself. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 7:04, we'll check headlines at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, San Francisco and environs. We're coming to you live from down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street here at the Hotel Vitale with a live studio audience that has yet to show up. But we are here on Friday, July 21st. It's 8-something in the morning. It's very early. 8:07, and I'm Will Durst.
7:08, maybe, Will.
Oh, 7:08. 8:07. Oh, man.
You're really running.
That's wishful thinking, isn't it?
Friday is over for you already. Hey, this is Willie Brown, and I'm hanging on to Durst.
Happy Saturday, everybody.
He is not going to be allowed to leave before this show is over.
No, that's not true. I got to go at 9:45.
I know you got to cut out at 9:45.
You're going to have Cheech Marin.
No joke
here.
Of the day.
No, we're going to get Cheech Marin to give
to do
the
joke of the day.
Yeah.
We've got to tell him that they have fines now, though, for his kind of humor. But he'll be around. Mike Isikoff is going to talk to us. And obviously, it's going to be a lot to say about what's happening in the world. And then, of course, a little interested item. Japan and the U.S. have agreed that there shall be anti-ballistic missiles made available for use in Japan to stop whatever the missile launching might be
of North Korea,
yeah, which is an interesting little aside to all the other things going on in this crazy world. And of course, KGB has been resurrected. Putin gave out awards yesterday to the KGB because they had knocked off the guy who did he apparently had put a price tag on for Chechnya. And so all of a sudden things are going rather hunky-dory.
Missiles in North Korea, missiles in Lebanon, yeah.
And then there's a little side story, which is kind of a sad story. It's the event that occurred at the Naval Academy, an allegation that the quarterback and the captain of the football team from last year had raped a fellow midshipman. The results were that they found him not guilty, but they found him of conduct unbecoming an officer, i.e. entering her room uninvited. Now, how do you go in there uninvited and have sex and not...
I don't know.
I don't understand that either.
The Navy has different standards.
Never worked for me. At any rate, he's... was not allowed to graduate. He was not allowed to
Out?
Be commissioned. No, not kicked out. He's not even incarcerated.
Is he discharged?
No. He doesn't get sentenced. The penalty phase starts, I think, today. And who knows what's going to happen to him. But he's a young guy, 22 or so, probably was supposed to have a future ahead of him. And then, of course, the big arrangement these days is that the I guess Halliburton was going to receive the contract to get people out of Lebanon. It doesn't seem as if the military is doing it as effectively as they need to do it. And they tell me that if you have money over there, you can get out very easily. Got some drivers, some daredevil drivers who will...
For the right price.
For the right price, and they seem to understand where the rocket is going to hit, what have you, and they're able to do what was done on Suriana.
Ah, they
around
part a plot.
and move around. And they seem to be very effective in it. But there is a run on U.S. dollars in Lebanon. The banks are reducing the number of U.S. dollars available to you, even though it's your money, because they don't want the banks to be out of U.S. dollars ultimately. I assume the government may have to get out, and if they do, they want to be in a position to really run. And then, of course...
run with a couple of bucks in the
suitcase.
That's right.
Suitcase. Yeah. Have something to spend when they get to Miami or wherever they
are. Or to pay for the cab ride out of town. Yeah.
Pay somebody.
Well, every bank executive's got that $1,500 in American dollars that it's going to take to get the 40 miles.
Can you see the limo drivers? I'll come back and get you.
Sorry, we can only take four.
For the right price. Yeah. And then, of course, George Bush went to speak to the NAACP.
Yeah, how do you did you see that? How do you feel as African American seeing that? I know that you guys are of a different party, so you don't see eye to eye on anything. But what is your opinion? Was this calculated? Was this political? How was he received?
I think they thought it was long overdue. He was received politely, not enthusiastically, but certainly politely. But he was really smart the way in which he did it. He walked in, and they introduced him.
And he said, "Yo, Bond."
He said,
"Julie,
hey, Julie, baby,
my bro,
give me five,
homeboy."
He did say when he was introduced by Bruce Gordon, the current head of the NAACP, he said to President Gordon, I'm very pleased that you didn't say what I thought you were going to say in the introduction, and that was, this is long overdue. He said, as a matter of fact, I think it's long overdue.
Really?
Which is pretty cool. He said, I don't understand how the party of Lincoln suddenly became so alienated to African Americans. After all, he did have something to do with them. He was pretty good at all of his one-liners. And he talked about Bruce Gordon. He said, Bruce Gordon is a very good friend of his, a new president. He said, now, Bruce, I don't know whether that hurts you or helps you, but it is a reality.
I saw a clip on the television. It was on the national news last night, and they showed a clip from his speech to the NAACP, and George Bush is up there, and he gave that line, which I thought was a pretty good line. And then I saw a bunch of people standing. I went, wow, we get a standing ovation. And then I looked in the back of these people in front that were standing, and everybody behind them was sitting down, and then I realized one of the people standing was Condoleezza Rice.
Yes, I was going to say, Condoleezza Rice.
So she kind of tried to salt the standing ovation, and it didn't work. You know, it might have worked for about 30 people, but most of them were going, the hell is... And they were standing up, you can see around her. You know, so that's the cheating standing ovation that she tried to get salt for him.
I saw Jesse standing, though. Oh, Jesse Jackson was standing, you know. He
and his good friend...
He applauded a little bit. And then
Trent Lott?
I looked at my friend out there. Alice Huffman was there. She was right next to Jesse Jackson. You know, I'm on the national board.
Of the NAACP.
Yeah, and obviously I didn't make this year's convention.
You had prior commitments.
Absolutely, right here on 960 The Quake. On 960 The Quake.
Yes, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
You can hear us every morning. You can preset it. You can speed dial it, and we'll respond. You can email us.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you stick around, you get the burst of durst. And on some days, you can I get a real joke.
Today, probably.
If you're lucky. But I thought Bush's appearance was appropriate, and I thought he did a good job. He only got 10% or so of the vote of African Americans last time around. I don't think that will improve this time around for Republicans in the fall campaign.
Right after Katrina.
Yes, his
support amongst African Americans was down to 2%.
Yeah, well,
2%.
He talked about Katrina in great detail. He talked about the need for a partnership on Katrina. He says he actually met Bruce Gordon at the Katrina site when he was there in New Orleans, and he listened, and he intended to work with him closely over the next several months, obviously through November at least, while hopefully the Republicans improve their lot. He did talk, however, glowingly about extending the Voting Rights Act. He said it shall not be amended. He's looking forward to signing it. As a matter of fact, he said, I intend to sign it as quickly as I vetoed stem cell.
He said that?
Yes. Which is, that's a pretty good line. In
this
itself.
Guy is amazing.
Yeah,
I wonder if he's off leash.
You understand that he spoke for 45 minutes. 45 minutes. I mean, he did not understand that there is probably nobody in there that wanted to hear him for 45 minutes. Not a soul. including Condoleezza.
No, she should have been somewhere else.
She kept looking at her watch. You remember the debate with
George
Bush and Clinton?
H.W., yeah.
Yeah, when he kept in the debate, he kept looking at his watch.
He had things to do! Dallas was coming on. It was a rerun of Dallas.
That's when you know you got him. When a guy starts looking at his watch.
Matt Locke was coming on. He had to get back to the hotel room.
I was in court trying a case once in the federal court, and I kept looking at my watch. Finally, the judge said, Mr. Brown, yes. Do you have an appointment? I said, no, Your Honor. This is just a matter of having been paid by the hour, and I've already opened. He howled. Yeah, he howled. When you're paid by the hour. And then yesterday, after I left here with Richard Johns, the lawyer, who participated in some mediations with me, we're over, and there's a dispute about a debit card. Apparently, there is a serious problem in the city with paratransit matters in which script is used, and script obviously can be traded, and you really don't know where the trips are going or how long the trips are, and it's really a drag on the city. I don't know how much it costs the city in terms of losses, but over the last 8 or 9 years, the city has been trying to put together a debit card program where every person eligible gets a debit card, and that debit card is used just like a credit card in a machine.
For
in
what
taxi
services?
Cabs.
Oh,
except
in
most cabs. Yeah. There are only about 3 cabs that have the ability to take the,
to
use the machine. Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to mediate between all the other cab companies in the city and everybody else on this issue. This cab business is absolutely frightening. I'm embarrassed as a mayor that I didn't pay more attention. But you can have a medallion, and the city gives you a medallion, and then you could lease that medallion out for 10, 20, 30 times what the city.
Right. You're supposed to drive a certain amount of hours.
Only if it's after 1978. If it's before 1978, you don't have to drive at all. It's quite an arrangement, and these medallions can be leased for up to $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000 a month. And the city gets none of that. And it's a license that the city is given. And that there's most of these cab drivers.
Should be some sort of loyalty, shouldn't there?
Yeah, you recall that Mr. Peskin talked about how these cab drivers were alleged independent contractors with no coverage for purposes of medicine, medical care, etc. It is just incredible. I'm learning more about the cab business. The cab business, in my opinion, we've got to shine a spotlight on it, because if these medallions are generating that kind of money, it seems to me the city should be sharing in the money, in the revenue that comes from the medallions. It would be like you lease a piece of property from the city over here at the Ferry Building, and you pay the city $1 a month for it, and the city you turn around and lease it to me for $10,000 a month, and the city doesn't share in it. Well, the lease contracts provide, obviously, for the city to have to approve the tenancy, the new tenant, the subtenant, or whomever, and the city has to approve what the payment will be, and the city will usually share in that payment. That's the way it should be with these medallions. It's incredible, but that's not my issue. My issue, of course, is the debit card, and these guys are saying, we're going to do the debit card. So I'm having a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. Not being mayor and able to speak my mind. Because when I was mayor, I'm somewhat concerned about what happens to me on elections, because these cab drivers start talking about you in their cab during the course of the day, and you can get some bad things happening to you.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit more politic than you can be when you're here. That's why we're seeing the real skinny here and keeping it real with Will and Willie.
For the moment.
For the moment. Yeah, because he's not running for governor yet. Ralph Peters will join us in a second. Never Quit the Fighters, his book. We got Michael Isikoff coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Michelle and Cheech Marin in the 9 o'clock hour. You are keeping it real on Friday, July 21st. Here at 960, The Quake.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
With the iron fingers of the truth, we are keeping it real here. A 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst. And that's Willie
Brown. And I'm Willie Brown.
That is Willie Brown.
Had a mouthful of whatever.
Yeah, you got your cappuccino.
Cappuccino early on.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
you're paying attention. It's Friday. They want you to go off on a good weekend, you know, with a good taste in your mouth.
Yeah, and can you imagine? Alicia Passarell, the woman I appointed to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, happened to drop by. Direct from Italy. She was there for the World Cup. Absolutely amazing.
It must have been very exciting to be in that country of the winner of the World Cup.
Yeah, and didn't you say that the goalie for Italy from the World Cup...
That's what your buddy said. He said he was in North Beach last night.
Yeah, trying
to get the Alcatraz?
Yeah. Explain to me.
He was taking a cab to Alcatraz.
Why an Italian want to go to Alcatraz? I don't understand.
I have no idea. On the phone.
That's like a brother going to Mississippi.
I think you know enough about it.
Thank you.
Never Quit the Fight is the fiercest, most incisive book yet
by acclaimed strategist Ralph Peters. Ralph is on the line with us. Good morning, sir. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Hey, it's great to speak with you guys again. It's been a year or so.
Ralph, what's the inspiration for this book?
Well, the inspiration for this book is that I think there's just a lot of BS in the media on both sides, although, frankly, more from the so-called mainstream big media.
You mean like the New York Times?
What?
Like the New York Times?
Is leading the fight to undercut America's security, to undercut our troops, and basically set the worst possible example for journalism. Oh, and let's give away America's secrets, too. But I'm not prejudiced against New York Times, guys.
No, you're not. How about the Washington Post?
Well, you know, I think the Washington Post is now America's best paper. It does lean left, but there's an internal fight at the Post. The editorial page tends to be very, very sensible, but there are a lot of reporters and editors on the news side that are, you know, they can't get over the 1960s. But, you know, compared to the New York Times, the Washington Post is a paragon of virtue. I mean, the New York Times, look, last month, and this is what, you know, one of the reasons I wrote this book is because I think the American people need nonpartisan, straight-ahead, straight talk from a former soldier who's been to Iraq, who's been to the Middle East, and seen it firsthand.
Is that you?
Does not have a partisan agenda.
Is that you?
Oh, you bet it is.
So, Ralph Peters, the author of Never Quit the Fight, which seems to indicate, he's with us here in 960 The Quake, seems to indicate that you believe that we should be there. Is that true?
Well, yes. I did support getting rid of Saddam. I continue to support our efforts in Iraq. And again, I've been there. I've walked the streets with our troops. And I'll tell you, it's a mess. And we made big mistakes. The Bush administration did a great thing, but did it very badly by not sending enough troops, not imposing martial law. But look, we are where we are.
Don't you think it's ironic?
Your listeners supported us going into Iraq and getting rid of Saddam. You've got to deal with the reality you're facing today. And for us to withdraw prematurely or find some excuse for a phony exit strategy right now would be to hand the terrorists a huge victory, just enormous. It would be the greatest recruiting tool for terror in history. So whether or not folks supported the original effort to get rid of Saddam, which I did support, nonetheless, we have got to win this, and I do believe that the stakes are vastly higher than the average American realizes.
How do you propose winning this?
Well, again, we have made terrible mistakes. This could have been much easier. Our military knows how to do this. It could have been far less bloody. But, hey, that's history now. Here's how you win it. You've got to get over the greatest American strategic weakness, which is impatience. Now, our impatience often serves us well. You know, we want to get the job done, roll up our sleeves, and fix it. But fighting insurgencies does take time, an average of 10 years. Now, hopefully it won't take us that long. But, you know,
do you think that the American people have the will, have the gumption to last 10 years in Iraq, watching all these people, 50 people a day in the last month, bombs going off everywhere, sectarian violence, we're in the middle of it. They're killing each other, and we're in the middle of it. We freed them to kill each other.
And Iraq may ultimately fail because the Iraqis may fail themselves. Look, let's be blunt. We should never underestimate the Arab genius for failure. It's just a tragedy. I wish I could put it otherwise. But the Middle East is a disaster because of local choices, local values, local mistakes. However, the Middle East, if we weren't there, if we weren't fighting to help some of them change their lives, change their culture, change their world against the odds, terror would never go away because the roots of terror are not America's supposed misdeeds. The roots of terror lie in the colossal and pervasive failure of Middle Eastern civilization over the last few centuries. And, you know, behind all the jumping up and down the Arab street and the death to America nonsense, the truth is Arabs are scared. They're afraid, and Persians as well, but especially the Arabs. They've been losing so long, they're afraid they can't build a modern state, let alone a modern rule of law democracy. And look, Iraq is never going to be Iowa. Might be New Jersey. But if Iraq is just a 51% success, a kind of sort of partly functioning democracy with rule of law most of the time, that would be such a huge event in the Arab world that it could start the long, slow, and painful process of turning the region around against the odds. But I'll tell you this.
Ralph?
If we quit, the penalty is enormous.
Mr. Peters, I don't understand your theory that somehow taking Saddam out had something to do with addressing the terrorist issue.
Well, I tell you, it's a question of whether you take a narrow view of the war on terror or a broad view. And again, I see the roots of terror in the failure of that civilization. And Saddam's regime...
Well, failure of what civilization?
Middle Eastern civilization.
And you make him the poster boy for that purpose, and you thereby proceed to drag the U.S. into the worst conflict the U.S. has been involved in for lo these many years, and you suggest that somehow this makes sense?
No, I think the media has made it the worst conflict. Look, I'm a former soldier. I value American lives. We've lost over 2,500 dead. Last year, we lost 43,000 American dead on our highways. The stakes are high. Saddam needed to go. We had blood on our hands for supporting this guy in the 80s, and we needed to start the process of change somewhere. Iraq was a logical, if difficult, place to start. So, like it or not, we just...
You're not serious.
2,500 dead in Iraq? It doesn't even compare to the 43,000 we lost on the highways, does it? That's like almost 1/18.
Well, I just think that we need to be realistic. In Vietnam, we took almost 60,000 dead.
Ralph, you keep talking about the Middle Eastern civilization. Aren't you lumping Persia and Iraq and all these and Pakistan and Afghanistan
and Israel
and aren't you lumping and Saudi Arabia and Lebanon and you realize that some of them are Shiites,
Sunnis, Kurds,
yes,
of course.
And you know that there have been ancient rivalries, and this goes back to the 6th century, and they don't get along. They've never gotten along.
I agree with you, and we should have broken up Iraq into three parts when we went in, one of many failures. But nonetheless, you know, you're absolutely right. Middle Eastern civilizations are complex, but you've got to speak in shorthand sometimes, and that's what I'm doing. Now, if you want to talk about the difference between Persian and Arab, Shia and Sunni civilization, the Phoenician legacies in Lebanon, we can do that. But in the meantime, let's look at reality. Although Persia has a much more developed civilization than any Arab country, except Lebanon to a degree, nonetheless, these are cultures that have failed on every count, economically, socially, scientifically, research, education, women's rights, you name it. They're not competitive in any sphere. And if something cannot jumpstart positive change in the Middle East against great odds, their failure and self-inflicted humiliation will continue to generate terror well beyond our lifetimes.
Wow, Ralph.
It did not appear to be any terror being generated by Saddam. Saddam was just the opposite of terror. Saddam was a dictatorship.
That's the ironic part, is that we need somebody to actually, you know, control Iran. He was the only one who could do it. Unfortunately, he's somewhat indisposed at this point. Thank you for joining us, Ralph Peters. Your book
Good
is
luck
Never
on
Your
Book.
The fight. Interesting. He was keep coming up with much more here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
So injured. Rocket hitting the...
7:31 on 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. And this time, we're brought to you by the Sleep Train. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Milpitas, Jackknife, Big Rig. This is on the Dixon Landing Road overpass to 880. So you can't get on from there. All the eastbound lanes are closed. Traffic is rather light through there at the moment. Big Rig and another car crashed on the shoulder. This is 880 northbound. And this one's on the freeway, just after Mission Boulevard. Lights turned on. Minor backup the toll. Earlier stall in the upper deck has been moved. So it's a little busy coming into San Francisco, but no major problems. It's a spare the air day. BART running on time and no other transit problems reported at the moment. Right now, it's a Sleep Train. You'll sleep free till 2008 on approved credit when you buy any premium mattress set. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for up to 18 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 7:32, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Caltrans has great news, and coastside businesses are breathing a massive sigh of relief. They are finishing their work on the Devil's Slide roadway, and they will be reopening 2 weeks sooner than expected. What they hope is that this latest construction project will hold until 2011. That's when that tunnel will be open, and that they have already begun working on. But great news, as Cosi businesses may see some traffic again very soon. Days like today begin as sunny, beautiful summer mornings, and then they turn into windless, toasty, dirty air days. This is the sixth and perhaps final spare the air day for a while. If transit agencies would like to have more spare the air days, they will have to ask Sacramento for the money for additional free ride days if smog conditions persist. But there's free rides for everyone on most Bay Area transit today. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez in San Francisco this morning. He's speaking to a gathering right now at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, now till 10:30 at Majul Restaurant in the Mission in San Francisco. You have to RSVP to attend, but there'll be a fair number of protesters there. Gonzalez will then speak about immigration reform in a post-9/11 world. That speech is happening at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara at 11 o'clock. Giants and Padres this weekend at the ballpark. It's fireworks night tonight, and then Sunday is the one very unique and started in San Francisco until there's a cure day. Quake weather, warm inland this weekend, far North Bay, far East Bay, far South Bay, 100 to 109. 80s and 90s on the peninsula through Sunday, 60s and 70s on the coast. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960. The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
The Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young Freedom of Speech 06 Tour is coming. And 960 The Quake has got your tickets courtesy of Air America Radio. Log on to quakeradio.com for show information and to win tickets.
So you just went and bought a red convertible without even asking me?
Uh-huh.
And you had an HD radio installed?
Yep.
Are you that bad?
Visit HDRadio.com.
San Francisco.
Eric Burden and the Animals join us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, live from the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, right between, right pretty much equidistant from Willie Brown's two offices.
Yeah, one's in the Ferry Building.
And one's right across the street above Boulevard.
In the Allard Building.
Yeah.
Both historical places and a historical figure in each of those places.
We wonder how you decide which office to go to. We figure it's you go to the corner, and whichever walk sign comes on first, that's which office you go to.
You apparently think I'm like the last guy you had on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm a military man.
You're out there in radio land. You should know that when we get these authors that are on with these books, somebody usually recommends them and say that they're good people. At least the subject matter is good to speak to. And, of course, we get appropriate books and briefings. Will actually takes the books home.
I took the book home.
Apparently,
left it at home. No, I didn't read that one. I was reading the Lakoff book. I can't read three books at a time.
Then it must be in that 80-foot tree that's in your backyard that you're about to chop
stick
down. Well, I hope it
two
is
sticks
there now. Because, let me tell you, if you are out there, any of you heard this, you really ought to call in and chat with us about it, because we don't want you to think that was our choice. We're going to show you how real we are. We put everybody on, with or without a drug test.
I don't think he would have come up negative.
No.
We are looking for your phone calls here at 866-960-5753. That number again, 866-960-KQKE.
And you do not have to be a soldier in order to comment on whether or not it's okay to be in Iraq. Obviously, Bush was never a soldier. Bush was never a military man. And that author proceeds to think that if he qualifies himself appropriately as a military man, he should be allowed to speak with some degree of authority. In particular, he somehow thinks Saddam is the epitome of terrorism, and therefore, among all the priorities in the world to eradicate terrorism, we should start with Saddam.
And we should end with the New York Times. That was the first thing out of his mouth. I kind of flipped out. Huh?
Well, I asked the question of him. I said, when you start talking about the media being responsible for all the misrepresentations that have taken place about America, I said, are you referring to the New York Times? Absolutely. They're the number one threat to the security of the United States of America.
The number one threat to the security of America.
I can see the guys at the New York Times. Who is this guy? You know, what is he smoking? That's the guy the grand jury ought to be investigating. Or they ought to investigate the guy that dropped the ball last night when Barry hit that little simple pop-up.
Oh, poor Mike Piazza.
One that I could have caught.
Oh.
And it was just so overwhelming. He fell backwards completely.
Barry had thrown off his arm armor. And
the ball fell harmless to the ground. And Barry looked around. Oh, this is clearly the heavens. They have mandated that I hit this ball out of the park right into the heart of those two reporters from the Chronicle who have been predicting my demise. And believe me, he hit number 722. And then
I was there.
You were there. Huh?
And then Durham. And then Pedro.
Yeah.
Durham did it on the next pitch. Pedro took three pitches, which was surprising because he always swings at the first pitch. But
so this particular pitcher threw five pitches and three of them went out of the park for home runs. Is that what you're telling me?
That's
five
exact
pitches.
Poor
and
Brian
three of them.
Sweeney had no idea. He should have had an out because there was a man on base, and then Barry came up and it was.
Well, Barry, and they only walked Barry one time last night.
Yeah.
Only walked him one time. He was 1 for 2, batted in two runs, in the process, improved his average to 252. And, of course, the number one sports writer, and I love Ray Ratto. He's so good. This morning, his comments about Barry's whole deal, he says he is the best 250 hitter.
The most valuable 250 hitter in baseball.
Yeah, in baseball.
We're going to call her on the line. He wants to talk to us about our choice of authors and Mr. Ralph Peters. John in San Francisco, are you there, sir?
Not John, but Joby.
Joby. J-O-B-I-E?
What's that? J-O-B-Y.
J-O-B-Y. Hey, Joby, where are you from, man?
Well, I'm in Mill Valley right now, but I work down a couple blocks away from you.
Oh, cool. Did you hear our previous guest?
You know, that just was one of those times where the old adage goes, sometimes it's better to keep your mouth closed to let people think you're an idiot than to open it.
And you think
that? It was just, you know, all of the hardcore, true believer, Kool-Aid drinking talking points were just coming out, bam, 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 like a list.
War on terror,
9/11 changed everything. Saddam, you know, it's a better world without Saddam, blah, blah, blah. And just the blinders and the earplugs in and just, you know, refusal to act. Well, the refusal to let facts get in the way of opinion.
How about his comment, though, that was, I thought, outrageously racist when he said the Arabs are not capable?
I could not believe that. I was just stunned. How can somebody walk around and be able to say something like that and not be excoriated?
I could not. You know, when you're on the air like this, you really can't scream at your people unless you're Michael Savage and do whatever you want to them. But I couldn't stay in my chair. I really couldn't.
I was floored when he said that. I don't think he understood
what he was saying, though. That's the... I want to give him the doubt. I don't believe he understood exactly what he was saying until Will Durst challenged him on his recollection of history and how many years these people have been able to get along with each other or not get along with each other. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he pretty much said they're incapable of governing themselves.
That's what he said, pretty much.
Well, you know, there's a whole laundry list of ethnic slurs we could all bring out that have been, you know, irrefutably debunked. But, you know, that this guy clearly seems unwilling to listen or learn.
I will say this. I don't know if this was his point, but my point is that the religion over there is so pervasive that when kids go to school, they aren't taught the basics of education because so much emphasis is put on the Quran. And I think that's one of the reasons that they lag behind in education and computers per children. And
if you had a chance to come over here and listen to the guys that run Focus on the Family?
Now, Mr. Reverend, the Reverend James Dobson is—he believes that, and we have our radicalists too.
Yeah.
Or the unsuccessful candidate for lieutenant governor of Georgia, Ralph Reed. That whole crowd.
Isn't that a lovely phrase to say? The unsuccessful candidate.
His religion was green.
Well, listen, we thank you very much. Keep tuned. Keep that thing fixed on 960 The Quake.
It's a pleasure, fellas.
You can hear almost anything on this station at any time.
Apparently.
I have no idea who invited this guy, Ralph Peters, but please.
No, I think it's good that we hear alternative views. Sometimes, you know, we're preaching to the converted, and all we hear are the converted's voice. It's nice to see somebody from the other side of the tent.
Except I'm telling you, there ought to be a drug test before you lie.
No. Because then you'd make me take a drug test.
Or me.
Yeah.
But we aren't calling in. We are here.
Coming up, the next segment we have, of course, the Burst of Durston in the 8 o'clock hour. It's a wonderful hour with Michael Isikoff joining us from Washington, D.C., the chief investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine.
I want to hear the Burst of Peters.
Yeah, I think we heard a Burst of Peters.
Coming up on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it. Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by the state of Wisconsin, where I'm going later today, where it's going to be 110 degrees and people will be bursting into flames. All right, here's today's burst. Like you, I've been watching the escalation of the ridiculousness in the Mideast with the same kind of increasing dread you get when you see a wire about to enter an electrical outlet in slow motion. It keeps reminding me of that old line, World War IV is going to be fought with sticks and rocks. One thing I want to know is, where the hell are we? What, did Bush go on vacation early? Is he in Crawford making potato salad for the Scorpion Festival? Why aren't we negotiating with the people killing each other in the Mideast conflict? And it just strikes me that I've heard that phrase, Mideast conflict, my entire life. And you know what? I'm not that young. Apparently, we're refusing to call for a ceasefire because we want a meaningful ceasefire. So Condoleezza isn't going over there, either because it wouldn't be meaningful or she's busy buying meaningful shoes. Or
We're frozen by the paralysis that comes from examining a situation for its political ramifications come November. Perhaps also using this as an x-ray of everybody's capabilities. Our ambassador to the UN, John Bolton, says we need the right kind of ceasefire. Yeah, you can't risk getting caught practicing the wrong kind of not killing people. I guess Bush would rather stop the killing of fictional human beings masquerading as frozen cells than actual warm-blooded human beings. Must be a temperature thing. Either that, or we have a policy of research is murder, but murder is just research. And that's your burst of Durst for today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That deserves the applause of one and all, even when it's supplied by John Bradley Scott in the electronic marvel that goes with being a part of 960 The Quake.
No, you know who did that? Jamie Bankston did that.
I know.
On her last day.
And headed towards her last 2 hours
yes.
of being with us. She's graduating to something she says
a real
is
job.
More important.
A yes. real job.
Going over to KQED, right? She's KTVU?
Oh, yes, the Fox affiliate. Yes,
oh, and she's becoming a program director
yes.
or something?
Yes.
Big time.
She's going to put us on the air.
I was going to say, maybe we can get a job. Maybe we can get a real job, and we'll take Ralph Peters with us. Hey,
Jamie, it's been 29 weeks. I just want to thank you for everything that you've done, and I know it's early, so we'll leave the big thank you still the last hour. But yeah, you on that board, you made it sound great. You, all the bumpers, the in-and-out music, thank you so much.
Except, Jamie, I'm a little confused. I don't know why we don't have better music introducing What Would Willie Do. I am still protesting.
It's Everyday People by Sly.
I am not Everyday People. I am not Everyday People.
You are not the Hoi Polloi.
No, but it should be Hail to the Chief or
oh,
something.
Stop it.
Something. Oh, you don't know how much I need that. You don't know. You have no clue.
That would just wet your appetite for ambition.
No,
are you kidding?
No,
for a higher office?
No.
You would leave us.
It's like fuel to a rocket ship.
No, you would
already
us.
En route to the rest of the world. Give me more. Give me more. And there's no foam that comes off of this ascent.
The heat shield.
But Jamie has been extraordinary. When she drops in those little Bushisms, and you know, when she and Tony get together on those, and when she backs it up with the right words at the right moment, you know, like you say something decent about somebody and you get Eleanor Rigby. She knows exactly when to drop it in there.
And yesterday we had Crazy by Gnarls Barkley opening up a segment,
and then
we had Crazy by Patsy Cline closing it out.
Which is the way we should have done Ralph Peters this morning.
Oh.
It's hard work.
You're on a circular train today.
Yes.
You're getting poetic. What's going on?
Listen. The burst of Durst inspired me. I mean, when you go into the tank and you close with that line, research is murder.
And murder is just
research. Great line. You really put it together. You know, you're ripping Bush off. He, of course, didn't use any of those fancy terms when he spoke to the NAACP. He played it very straight. He pronounced everything. Nothing was more than two syllables, but nevertheless.
I didn't get to see a lot of it. Did you watch some of it?
I watched some of it,
okay.
Yes. I watched
Did he
it.
Slip into his Texas boy drawl?
Full time. He was as common and as comfortable as I've ever seen him. It was almost as if...
Because, you know, he's got two voices.
Yeah.
He's got his drawl where he's trying to be homey and friendly. And
then the chuckle.
Voice.
And then the chuckle. Hey, Bruce. Yeah, any minute I thought he was going to say what you said earlier. Hey, yo, Bob.
yo, Gordon. You know what's interesting is that on... The day before yesterday, when he vetoed the whole stem cell thing, and then yesterday, Schwarzenegger announces a plan that kind of sets him apart from Bush. Is that what that was for?
I think that that was totally and completely deliberate. Obviously, Mr. Schwarzenegger could have signed those loans much earlier so that stem cell process could have started. But I think he waited appropriately until the Congress had acted so that if they failed to act appropriately, he would be at the top of the page on the headlines. And believe me, his headline hunting these days and the success of that is dramatic, and nothing was more dramatic than to see him standing there indicating that he is going to provide the money to pursue a solution to Alzheimer's, pursue a solution to Parkinson's, pursue a solution to diabetes. The governor of Illinois did exactly the same thing. And my guess is, yes, and my guess is that governors of other states are going to do it, and they will get the same kind of headlines. Every paper in this state is probably carrying a similar program.
Schwarzenegger distancing himself from Bush, which is the only thing that Angelides can do, is tie the two together.
Except that Angelides hasn't done that yet. You know, the ad should have been Schwarzenegger playing footsie with Bush in Ohio or at the Republican National Convention. Oh, yes. Oh, no, no, no. You got
to. And he tried to blunt the backwards thing, because Schwarzenegger came out early with the backwards there, so the entire commercial was backwards. So then they tried to replay that on Schwarzenegger, but I don't think it worked because he had already imprinted the backwards thing on. So now, when Angelides runs the backwards thing for Schwarzenegger, you almost think it's a Schwarzenegger ad.
Well, you know, when Angelides was moving backwards, you saw the white version of Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk. I mean, so people start calling him the moonwalker. I was over at the barbershop, and the guy started yelling at me, "Hey, your buddy's moonwalking." I had not thought about it that way. But worst thing can happen to politicians is people start making you a joke.
Oh.
If you become a joke, you can't shake it. Gerald Ford has never been able to shake chewing gum and walking at the same time, no matter what a decent guy he was.
And he was an athlete. He was a starting linebacker.
No question.
For Michigan.
And Jimmy Carter has never been able to get away from sex inspired by prayer. I mean, his
lust. Lust in his heart.
Yes.
And we have lust for Michael Isikoff, chief investigative reporter, who's going to join us from Newsweek magazine. Coming up in the next segment of Keep It Real with Will and Willie on 960.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Some UN envoys just back from the Middle East evidently don't think diplomacy will do much good right now. Correspondent Richard Roth reports nonetheless the U.S. and other countries are pressing for a diplomatic solution.
A special UN Middle East negotiating team briefs the Security Council today on their mission. Already, Secretary General Kofi Annan said the group foresees serious obstacles to any diplomatic framework at this time following their tour of the Middle East. The team also met this morning with Condoleezza Rice, the U.S. Secretary of State. Rice huddled with Kofi Annan last evening. Still no timetable for Rice's trip to the Mideast. Richard Rawl, CNN, United Nations.
And indeed, just moments ago it was revealed that Condoleezza Rice will be leaving for the Middle East on Sunday. She's expected to reveal her plans for a diplomatic solution later today. There was another rocket attack on Haifa, Israel today, and at least 19 people were wounded. Israel has called up more military reserves, leading to speculation that it might stage a ground assault into Lebanon. The Lebanese president says his troops will resist such a move, but Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev says Israel's beef is not with the Lebanese people or the military.
We don't see the Lebanese people or the Lebanese army as our enemy. On the contrary, we'd like to see a better set of relationships between Israel and Lebanon. We want to see peace between Israel and Lebanon. And I think once Hezbollah leaves the scene, there really will be a unique opportunity for peace.
U.S. officials hope to evacuate nearly 5,000 Americans from Lebanon today alone. About 400,000 people are still without electricity in the St. Louis area after Wednesday night's big storm. Utility company spokeswoman Susan Gallagher says an army of repair crews is in the field.
We had about 1,800 folks on the ground working to restore power yesterday. That number's up to 2,700 contractors and employees. They are from seven states.
And a little good news, instead of the high 90s, temperatures expected to top out in the 80s there today. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Good morning, it's 8:04 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check the freeways. Brought to you this time by Sleep Train and the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Milpitas, Dixon Landing Road. What happened a little while ago is big rig overturn, leaking some diesel fuel. These things take a while to mop up. So a couple of the eastbound lanes of Dixon Landing Road over 880 are closed. Traffic on the freeway, okay. Now, you do have a problem coming off of Dumbarton, westbound into Menlo Park, right before the Bayfront Expressway. Two-car crash has two left lanes blocked. CHP rolling there. Big rig hit the center divide in Livermore, 580 westbound after First Street. That's now out of the lanes. Metering lights have been turned off. Looks like a real small backup at the Toll Plaza. Most Bay Area Transit running free today. It's a spare the air day. Right now at the Sleep Train, when you buy any premium mattress set, you sleep free till 2008. No down, no monthly, and no interest for 18 months on approved credit. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Check headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Here you go. Good morning from the Hotel Vitale.
Now that's better.
On Friday, July 21st, it's 8:05 as opposed to earlier when it was 8:07. But now it's 8:05. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Thanks for tuning in. And right now, we have joining us from Newsweek magazine, their chief investigative reporter, Michael Isikoff. Mr. Isikoff, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys.
How are you? This is Willie Brown and Will
we
Durst.
We are on the air.
Yeah, we are indeed.
We are.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me get on my Sirius.
We are broadcasting.
Yes, right. You must prepare like Mr. Bush did yesterday.
Yes, yes, yes. There are no expletives in this conversation.
He didn't chew with his mouth full.
Yeah.
He didn't grab.
No back rubs, no expletives. You know.
And he didn't say, yo, Julian.
Right. Serious policy talk here.
It was interesting. Did you hear most of it?
Most of what?
Mr. Bush and NAACP.
Oh, no, actually. I was working at the time. I read the accounts today. But, look, I mean, it's good that he spoke there. I mean, it's always a good thing for, you know, dialogue, even if the audience was probably not the most friendly one.
I must be the only one with a jaundiced eye here. I think it's purely political, and I think it's crass, and I think it's awful. It's so transparent. It's like cellophane underwear, and I wouldn't put it past him for wearing it. You know, just because it's an election year, and now he's down. He hasn't been there for 5 years. Last time he was there was an election year.
All things being equal, I think it's better that presidents speak to groups that don't agree with them than not speak to groups that don't agree with them. You know, we're one country. The NAACP is an important organization with historic roots. And even if it's only paying lip service for political reasons, you know, it's still better, I think, that he shows and makes an appearance and talks to them than ignoring them.
I think it's also important that he understands and appreciates how respectful such an audience can be, even when they disagree with most of his
sure.
policies. And he said that. And they were relatively polite. As a matter of fact, the only two or three hecklers that were there, they threw him out.
Yeah. And also, you know, you say political. I mean, everybody, do you think Karl Rove thinks that the Republicans are going to pick up any votes by speaking to the NAACP? They know this is a constituency that is not, that is hostile, and they're not going to change any minds. I mean, to the extent that there is a political calculation, there are people in the middle who do like to see that sort of thing, so maybe. But I think it's, the political benefit there is marginal at best.
I know. It's just that in the face of Catherine Harris purging the rolls, the voting rolls in Florida, and Kenneth Blackwell doing the same thing in Ohio, and most of the targets that were affected were African Americans being disenfranchised from voting. It just drives me nuts. I'm sorry. It makes me quiver. I'm quivering now. But let's move on to something else. Speaking of the South, Mr. Brown was speaking of this earlier. You know, he was not dancing a jig at the loss of Mr. Ralph Reed for his failed lieutenant governorship, but almost.
Yeah, that is a direct fallout from the Abramoff scandal. There's no question about it. And it really is a not insignificant defeat because, you know, Ralph Reed was this golden boy for the Christian right. He started as the Christian Coalition, and an important part of the political coalition, the Republican Party coalition. He was very tight with Karl Rove. Karl Rove helped get him on the Enron payroll back in 1999 to help help him out as part of what Reed was going to do for the Bush campaign in the South, culminating in the South Carolina primary and the defeat of John McCain. I mean, Reed was a pretty plugged-in guy in the ruling Republican circles and seemed to have this, you know, as I say, he was a golden boy, seemed to have this clear path. I mean, this is only a race for lieutenant governor, but, I mean, it was everybody perceived it as, you know, he does this, and then he becomes governor, and he and his supporters had in mind for him to be a true political kingpin in the South for the Republican Party for decades to come. And all that has now been upended because of what? Not because of his conservative ideology and politics, because of his consulting firm and his desire to maximize profits by doing business with Jack Abramoff in the most crass and cynical way, getting money from Indian tribes to fight gambling as a sort of anti-gambling crusader, while disguising the fact that he's just trying to help out his buddy who's the gambling lobbyist, and having it all laundered through Grover Norquist. I mean, it was one of the more incredibly cynical parts of the Abramoff scandal that's come to light, the way Reed, Abramoff, and Norquist all worked together in a concerted campaign to maximize profits for themselves. That's what it was all about. I mean, not to be too crass about it, greed.
The commercials were incredible. They would show Ralph Reed sells your values. What would you pay?
Wow.
They gave him $5.3 million. Yeah. I mean, that was the nature of the commercials.
Yeah.
It's just cold-blooded, direct connection. And I think, Michael, you're right. It did cause his downfall. And my guess is it sent a chill through the spines of half a dozen other people who are similarly situated.
Well, you're right. The Democrats estimate there are about a half dozen seats in play to one degree or another because of the Abramoff scandal. Now, that's going to be counterbalanced on the Democratic side. Alan Mollahan, the Democratic member from West Virginia, was on the ethics committee and had all those ethics problems. He may have some trouble as well, so it's not a pure hit. But
William Jefferson?
I don't know.
Trouble.
I mean,
no problem.
You guys know more about that district than I do.
William Jefferson?
Yeah,
he wouldn't have any trouble if he had that money in his pocket.
Are you sticking it out of his pocket in campaign ads?
He will be indicted.
But that's safe as state.
Two congressmen, sitting House congressmen, indicted next month. Bob Ney, of course.
And William Jefferson.
And Jefferson.
Yeah. Next month?
Yeah, next month, I think. Yeah, they won't wait till September. That's cutting it too close. There's a sort of general rule of thumb. You don't indict prior to, in the weeks before an election. The Justice Department has a sort of informal rule on that. So they basically have got about a month to do it.
We're speaking with Michael Isikoff. He's the chief investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine. He joins us here on 960 The Quake every Friday on Keep It Real with Will and Willie.
Michael, Middle East.
It's a mess. And how's that?
Thank you for that trenchant analysis.
Yeah,
that's why he gets the big bucks.
I can tell you things that you can't discern for yourself. I don't know.
Michael, big story in the Chronicle today about how Israel, the San Francisco Chronicle, so take it with a grain of salt. Israel has been preparing for this war for over a couple of years, that they have known that this was going to happen. And there was actually somebody who was prepping journalists and government officials from the Israeli department. Somebody in the government was coming over. He had a PowerPoint show where he would display that Israel already had this plan. It was a 3-week plan, and they would, the first week they would take out the heavy artillery from Hezbollah. The second week they would pinpoint where the little stuff was, and then the third week would be a ground invasion. Have you heard?
I mean. This was triggered by real events. I mean, the kidnapping of the Israeli soldiers and the firing of the Hezbollah rockets. Hezbollah has been there. It's been certainly known to the Israelis for some time.
Since they pulled out in 2000.
Hezbollah doesn't exactly make a secret about...